Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring means a lot of things, including racing at Gateway Motorsports Park, and I'm honored to have the owner of the park, Curtis Francois, here with me this morning. Curtis, you getting ready for another big year?
Yes, we are. After a long, cold winter, we cannot wait to start racing again, and we just actually opened last weekend with some of our drag racing events, a little drifting event, and just looking forward to a great season for 2019.
We know about some of the bigger events. What are some of the other events that you have during the course of the spring, summer, and fall that maybe don't get the big attention, but still a lot of activity at your track?
Well, there's a lot of activity. We have over 300 events per year.
Wow.
So we have the three majors that everyone knows about. We have the NHRA race, and we have our IndyCar race and our NASCAR race. But besides that, there's a lot of other great racing. And this year we're bringing Formula Drift out, which is a great drifting event. We're bringing out the World Rallycross guys. That is a form of racing where they're racing on dirt and they're racing on pavement. It's really exciting stuff. We'll be bringing back our Nitro Nostalgia Rendezvous drag racing event. That's a great nostalgia drag racing event. A lot of the drag racing vehicles from the 70s and the 60s. So there's always a lot going on at Gateway, and you got to check out the website to see it all.
Now, what's the drifting? Explain what that is.
Well, drifting is when you're really pitching the car sideways, spinning the back tires, and it is a unique. It's not actually a race. You're actually getting artistic points for actually putting on a pretty show of racing, sliding that car sideways, making lots of smoke. And you just really have to come see it to believe it. It's very cool.
It sounds like a very unique type of competition for a motorsports.
Yes, it is. And they are running side by side at 70 or 80 miles an hour. They're completely sideways, back tires spinning. So, again, it's something you got to see to believe. It's very
cool.
Wow,
that sounds crazy. And now, of course, one of your big events you mentioned at the NHRA, that's been in St. Louis for a long time, and that's one of your real popular events.
Yes, our NHRA event has just grown into something very spectacular. So we're selling that out on a regular basis now. It's always at the end of September. It's a great weekend, great weather, and have just built such a following there. The NHRA is doing live television now for the first time, and so all of the finals are live, and that's just another added element to growing that sport. And so they're really on fire lately.
And then you talk about the NASCAR race. What's in store for us that weekend?
Well, NASCAR, we have the Camping World Truck Series, and that is just, I look forward to it every year. It is going to showcase, and it always does showcase, the young talent that are coming through the system that will ultimately be in Cup racing. Several of our winners are now racing Cup. And so you're going to see guys trying to fight their way through to get to the next level, and they leave nothing on the table. So it's been great racing over the years. We started that in 2014. That's going to continue for a long time. And just really a great night to come out with the family for all of our races. Kids are free. And so we're just trying to make sure that all of our events are family friendly, in particular that NASCAR race really is.
Now, you're talking about, you know, fighting through the crowd, trying to make it to the next level. That's kind of where the track is in trying to get to the top level of NASCAR. Any advancements in that? Are you making progress on that?
You know, we're working really hard on that. And so I travel just nonstop here, making sure that our story is told and positioning St. Louis as an attractive alternative for Cup Date. There's going to be race realignment in 2020, and so we're just doing everything we can do to make sure that St. Louis and Gateway Motorsports Park is attractive and is a good alternative. There's such a great fan base here. You know, if you're interested in having a Cup race in St. Louis, send some notes over, some emails to NASCAR. They would love to hear from you. And it's an important thing that we show that we really want a Cup date here, and we're working hard on it. The track is prepared for it. We've got a brand new surface out there to race on. And it really is just an opportunity for St. Louis to shine here. So we're seeing what's going to happen here. We're working hard on it.
Went to the Bomarito race last year, the IndyCar race, and you talk about shining. Great crowd and a great event, and that is back and going to be better than ever.
Yes, for 2019, we really expect it to be better than ever. It really has been, we found a little hidden gem with the IndyCar crowd in St. Louis. And, you know, we are the largest oval race in IndyCar other than the Indianapolis 500, which is quite a feather in the cap for St. Louis to support the race the way that it has. It's growing. We'll be adding more elements to it. We actually have more racing coming on besides that. We're adding in the K&N, NASCAR K&N series. That's a great race that you'll see on Friday night before the Saturday night IndyCar race. So we want to make sure that it's a full weekend of racing along around that event. But certainly the biggest race of the year, the biggest single event that we have is the Bomarito 500.
How did that go last year as far as attendance? Was it where you need it to be to keep it strong, keep it going for the long term?
Yes, it really was. We were generally very happy with the attendance. We had a major concert in town that night that we were up against at Busch Stadium, and we certainly held our own. So, you know, it's really just great to see that the second year backed up that great first-year performance. And we really, tickets are already brisk, sales are already brisk now. So that's a good thing. It's a good sign that come August the 24th that we are going to be full again and lots of people there.
Visiting with Curtis Francois, he's the owner of Gateway Motorsports Park. Anything new at the park aside from all the events you have? Any upgrades this year?
We're always making upgrades, and some of them aren't that sexy to talk about, so to speak. We're always working on our parking and our in and out, our ingress, egress. But we've added more fan experiences. We've did some neat new things at our fan pavilion. We'll be doing our Rumble Before the Roar again this year.
That was fun.
Very fun, and we'll be adding more to that. We'll be adding more music elements to the IndyCar race. So we'll continue to look towards what we can do for that fan experience so that when you come out, the racing's great, but there's a lot of other things to do for your friends and family.
And one of the great things about Gateway is when it is on television, it's a beautiful shot of the track with the downtown skyline in the background. It really, I think, it sells St. Louis to people watching it. They got to look at that and go, wow, that's really nice.
Yeah, I think if you look at that picture, no matter where you're from, you have to say, what in the world's going on in St. Louis that night? Because we are a shining star right there, 5 minutes from downtown St. Louis. And it showcases St. Louis internationally. Our IndyCar race is broadcast in 38 countries. We have drivers from all over the world that are coming. And so it really gives St. Louis an opportunity to show the world who we are and what a great city we are. I'm very proud of St. Louis.
It's so great to see the track back, really active and growing all the time, and you're doing a wonderful job. Thanks for stopping in.
Thank you.
Curtis Francois, and go out to Gateway Motorsports Park. Check it out. It's a great place to go and some great racing. And for more information, what's the website?
We're at www.gatewaymsp.com, or you can always call us. Talk to Taylor. She'll talk to you directly. There's no recordings at Gateway.
Sounds good. Coming up next, we have the news on Total Information AM.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.